ஆத்மஜானதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஞானாஞ்சனசலாகயா சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நம. ஸ்ரீச்சைதன்யமனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம். வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஶ்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. செகண்ட் டே இன் ரோ போஸ்ட் லஞ்ச் செஷன். ஐ சம்ஹவ் ஹேவ் பர்டிகுலர் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபார்ச்சூன் ஐ எஸ். So you will need, this is the best way to keep awake despite the environmental factors putting you to sleep. Please have something that you can write with, a pen and paper or a phone or something on which you can type, because you're going to do most of the work. Yeah, unfortunately. So this is, yes? Abracadabra. Oh, sorry. I can't turn the phone. So the title is Faith Motivates or Impels Activity. Earlier, earlier in the morning, Radha Krishna Prabhu spoke of how behavior impacts or builds faith. So I'm going to look at it from the other side of how faith impels or brings about activity, behavior. So most of it is from the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. This, interestingly, the chapter is titled, it's called what? Divisions of Faith, chapter 17. So I'll read a few things and then we'll get into some discussion. So chapter 17, here's what happened. In chapter 16, Krishna said something to Arjuna, that a person who does not follow the rules and regulations or doesn't follow a lifestyle based on scripture, or who neglects scripture, such a person cannot attain happiness, nor peace, nor the ultimate goal of life. So Arjuna has a question that says, my dear Krishna, I do see a lot of people who live their lives without following any scriptural guidance, but they are so faithful in what they do. We've seen persons who carry so-called religious fervence, are so gung-ho about their religion, but they will do things that no scripture authorizes, but they're very faithful. What about them? What is their fate? So Krishna then says, oh Arjuna, nice question. He says that faith actually is according to the three modes of nature: Sattviki, Rajasi and Tamasi. Faith that is impelled by the mode of goodness, faith that is impelled by passion, and then by ignorance. It's the same thing, just manifested differently according to the modes of nature. So I'm sure we have heard this example, that let's say this light bulb is emanating incandescent yellow looking light. But if I put a blue color sheet to the bulb, although the bulb is still emanating yellow light, what diffuses into the room is bluish light. If I put a red sheet on top of that, I get purple light. I put another color, I get a third shade of color. Same yellow original light, but manifesting as different colors, depending upon the covering. So there is faith. Faith is something that's intrinsic to the soul. And I'll explain a little bit. And depending upon the modes of nature, that faith manifests differently in different people. Some of us had, I hope not have, but maybe still have, certain convictions. Faith, for this definition of for now, faith means this firm conviction that if I do what I believe in, then I'll find happiness in life. That's what faith is. Or a firm conviction that I'm doing the right thing. So that's, for some of us, may have been, I have to make money. For some it was worship of demigods. For some it was worship of certain human beings that were made to be gods. Some were convinced about the absence of God. They were atheistic. There's no God. Some believe, are convinced that if I help people of this world, that is as good as serving God. The famous, what is that? Manava Seva, whatever thing. It doesn't make any sense. But that's the conviction. Some people are convinced that you can worship the pretas, the bhutas, the ghosts, and you know, black magic, voodoo magic that has some efficacy, and that is what I believe in. It's faith, it's firm conviction, just directed or perverted, if you will. So there is the original, what we call transcendental faith, the faith that the soul carries, and that is its conviction that it cannot find happiness without relationship with Krishna. This is the original faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. You know that verse? Shraddha, Shraddha Shabde, Vishwasa, Sudhrida Nishchaya, Krishna Bhakti Kaile, Sarva Karma Krithaya. The original transcendental faith is that I only know one thing, that if I perform devotional service to Krishna, all my other activities will see perfection. Sarva karma krita haya. I will get merit from all other activities because or all my activities are centered around Krishna bhakti. This is the original faith. So in the purport, I'm going to read bits from text 2 and 3. In text 2, Prabhupada writes, those who know the rules and regulations of scripture, but out of laziness or indolence, give up following these rules and regulations, are governed by the modes of nature. Now, according to their previous activities in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance, they acquire a nature which is of a specific quality. In Sanskrit it is called? You're right. Swabhava. Previously, depending on how they had, or any one of us had interacted with the modes of nature, we are born with a particular psychophysical nature. The association of the living entity with the different modes of nature has been going on perpetually. Since the living entity is in contact with material nature, he acquires different types of mentality according to his association. But this nature can be changed if one associates with a bona fide spiritual master and abides by his rules and the scriptures. Gradually one can change his position from ignorance to goodness or from passion to goodness. The conclusion is that blind faith in a particular mode of nature cannot help a person become elevated to the perfectional stage. One has to consider things carefully, with intelligence, in the association of a bona fide spiritual master. So that original faith, the faith that the soul carries, is covered by the nature as conviction in certain modes of nature-directed activities. That's why you see certain persons are so determined, but their activities are severely in the modes of mode of ignorance, perhaps. Very determined, convinced, like anything. You try to say something to them and they're like, no, no, I'm very convinced about this. Someone may have, their conviction about making money. You tell them, no, this is, money is not everything. But doesn't touch them so much because they're convinced, no, it is true, I have to make money. So text 3. Everyone has a particular type of faith, regardless of what he is. But his faith is considered good, passionate, or ignorant according to the nature he has acquired. Okay? The word Shraddha, or faith, is very significant in this verse. This is verse 3. Shraddha, or faith, originally comes out of the mode of goodness. Now this original coming out of mode of goodness is described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that the faith in Krishna is pure goodness. That's what this means. And then Prabhupada explains, but in material conditional life, no works are completely purified, they're mixed. The contaminated modes of material nature expand to the heart. So this heart is described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Prabhupada takes the commentary of Baladev Vidya Bhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and writes it in language that is easier to understand. Heart is described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as our subtle body. The Sanskrit word is antahkarana. It's the internal organ, as he calls it, which is the mind, intelligence, false ego, and the chitta, the general contaminated consciousness. It's called the internal organ. And this internal organ is contaminated by the modes of nature. Prabhupada calls it the heart. Therefore, according to the position of the heart in contact with a particular mode of nature, one's faith is established. So the same yellow light, depending upon what color of film or sheet is, veneer is covering it, that's the light that emanates from that fixture. It should be understood that if one's heart is in the mode of goodness, his faith is also in the mode of goodness. If his heart is in the mode of passion, his faith is also in the mode of passion. And guess the third sentence. If his heart is in the mode of darkness, his faith is also thus contaminated. Thus we find different types of faith in this world. And there are different types of religions due to different types of faith. Sometimes we have conversations with people, or sometimes we hear the spiritual master speak to a disciple, and depending upon the condition of the heart of the disciple, messages don't touch. When Narada Muni spoke to Dhruva first time, and he said, why are you going into the forest? You should practice forgiveness, because that's the real quality. And Dhruva's answer was, thanks but no thanks. Because he was driven by mode of passion. I need to get a kingdom. So something that was a message in the mode of goodness, perhaps even higher, didn't touch Dhruva. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, we bring a heart that is contaminated by or influenced by the modes of nature, and slowly by, we have something which is called Adav Shraddha, right? We've heard this, preliminary faith. And that preliminary faith manifests how? What's the word used by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Yadrichaya, somehow or the other. Now somehow or the other, I've come to appreciate it as, for each person, it looks different. If you ask different people, how did you become a devotee? For each of us, it's a little different. In general, it may be prasadam or a book. But it's the particular circumstances different. The distress may be different. The person, the context may be a little different. So that is yadrichaya, somehow or the other. It's not one or two particular ways in which everyone's bhakti is started. Somehow or the other. For each of us, it's different. And that is the beginning where in a tightly shut room, it's like a crack in the door. It's the first ray of transcendental light, if you will, by the intervention of a devotee, the Madhyam Adhikari particularly. So that ray of light touches the heart, and that mixed faith or contaminated faith begins to change a little bit. So naturally a person moves to the next phase of Sadhu Sangha. I know it's after lunch, so it's a little difficult. Sadhu Sangha, associating with the devotees. Then they take up Bhajana Kriya. So little by little, that faith, the contaminated heart, is changing. And as we heard, that by the time we go to prema, that full transcendental original faith has manifested. It has fully matured and developed. So that's what we are trying to do. And the spiritual master, the sadhu, scripture, they keep nudging us. How many of us have heard this statement, Krishna is testing me, Prabhu? Right? How many times? So what does that test really mean? It means that we have come to a point where our faith, whatever faith we have in Krishna, has come to its, max, if you will. And Krishna wants to gently push us a little forward. So we have to stretch our faith. I know some people are cringing. Yeah, it's called leap of faith. We have to take that step. We don't know how it looks, but Krishna and spiritual master will nudge us. We hear stories from scripture, we hear the lives of devotees, we see in front of us existing or previous acharyas and devotees where their faith is stretched, and some take that leap. Naturally, Krishna won't give us something so difficult that we can't make the leap, but it's, any one of us has been with a child, and I can think of that. You know that they can make that jump, and you tell them, come on, make the jump. No, I'm afraid. No, you can do it. No, I'm afraid. No, you can do it. Just go again and again. That's Krishna telling us, you can do it. Just make that step. It's a stretch of faith. What gives us the strength to make that jump is Bhajana Kriya. Now, it's two things. Of course, the activities of hearing and chanting and remembering, no doubt. That must be really nicely done. Otherwise, we don't have the spiritual strength to take that step. As important is applying what we are hearing. Generally, hearing is understood as an activity that someone is speaking and I am listening, and I'm writing down something, or I'm registering certain points. That is only half done. Hearing actually includes the other piece, the other component, that whatever we have heard, we actually bring it into the field of action. That we apply those teachings. That is when knowledge becomes realization. And realization is nothing but a burst or a growth in faith. It's that extra, the development of faith that takes us to the next phase or develops us further. And naturally our activities will be according. Previously, we were convinced that happiness is in certain activities and we did them. Then as our faith changed, our activities changed. First what changes is dress, then language, then actual bhakti begins, I guess. We change clothes very quickly, right? Shave. Like Prabhu was saying, get a haircut. Devotees also said to the outsiders, get a haircut, man. You shave or whatever, change clothes, you put dhoti or sari, women, language changes. Have you noticed sometimes we devotees speak in languages that people who are visiting us for the first time don't know what we're talking about? To us it is so obvious. Like, our language is like that. We speak. But our activities change. Of course, activity, we shouldn't only think that which manifests with our hands and legs and speech. Because subtle activity happens in the mind first. Thinking, feeling, willing, and doing. These are all activities. Our friend and wonderful devotee in Chicago Temple, Jitendra Prabhu, when he takes care of the entire building pretty much by himself, you know, he's 66 or 67, but strong like anything and does all these things in the temple. And once in a while, if he has forgotten doing something or hasn't started yet, and you ask him, Jitendra Prabhu, you were supposed to, you know, whatever, fix the windows or something. Oh, I have been doing subtle work, Prabhu. Means I've been thinking about it. I haven't done it yet. Work begins here in the mind and then it manifests through our senses. So our activities, when they change, it means the faith is impelling the way we think. Earlier, let's say, if we had, let's say the habit of lying, a little lie here and there because everybody does it, so I also do it. So it was very easy. Some situation came and we didn't even think about it. We would say, oh, I didn't do it, bro. I don't know anything. Hopefully after we've chanted a little bit, after attending japa retreats and all that, such a situation comes and before we speak a lie, at least something says, are you sure you want to speak a lie? And then inside we say, no, no, no. And then we say, I don't know, Prabhu, what happened. But there is something, and the subtle level has said, do you want to think about this differently? Or we say, oh, think about Krishna. That's a novel thought once in a while. What is pleasing to Krishna? It was not even part of our consciousness. Pleasing Krishna, forget, pleasing someone else was not even a consciousness. But now we think, what would be pleasing to Krishna? Because something has changed. Faith is developing. So our thoughts are changing and our activities will change accordingly. Okay? So this is how, as our faith develops, our activities also manifest. So from Sadhu Sangha comes Bhajana Kriya. And that Bhajana Kriya is what takes us all the way through Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. They're all Bhajana Kriya activities. Just that each stage has more developed and matured faith. So it removes progressively mixture of other activities in it. So by the time one is developed Nishta and further, their activities are primarily, almost all their activities are the nine processes of devotional service. hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of Krishna, worshipping, etc. And slowly and slowly in anarthanivritti, those unnecessary activities, both subtle and gross, are removed. So, I have about 35 minutes, so here's what I thought we'll do. We'll break into groups. Okay. I'm going to do a little thing that I learned from Rajvihari Prabhu. So I'm going to modify it for, our meeting here. You need two separate pieces of paper. On one piece of paper, or if you're going to type it, one section. Well, we didn't even break groups yet. Just, you're going to write four questions. So question number one, ready? Question one. How does one assess one's level of faith in Krishna? How does one assess one's level of faith in Krishna? We're not assessing someone else's. That's easy. Everyone's fallen, so it's our own. Question number two. Discuss the advantages and disadvantages of acting beyond one's faith in Krishna when that stretch happens, especially in critical decision making. What are the advantages and disadvantages of acting beyond one's faith in Krishna, especially in critical decision making? Question three. Please share one example of when you made a decision beyond your faith. Third question. Question number three. Share one example of when you made a decision beyond your faith. What did you learn from this? Question number four. What are some steps you are taking or going to take to develop your faith in Krishna further? So from wherever we are to the next step, what are we doing or going to do? Clear? Four questions? I'll read it again. Question number one. How does one assess one's level of faith in Krishna? Question number two. Discuss the advantages and disadvantages of acting beyond one's faith in Krishna, especially in critical decision making. Three. In the context of the above exercise, please share one example of when you made a decision beyond your faith. What did you learn from this? For example, Srila Prabhupada gave Satswarup Maharaj start a magazine. And in the video, Ever Well Wisher, your Ever Well Wisher, the person who's speaking says, the person had never come close to a magazine other than reading one. He had no idea of magazine publishing. He was 19 years old. Prabhupada told him, go start a magazine. He told another 18, 19 year old, go to Toronto or someplace and start a center. Nothing, just go and start a center. Okay, like that. Of course, none of us. Okay, the fourth question, what are some steps you are taking or going to take to develop your faith in Krishna further? Okay, these are the four questions. So here's how the exercise will work. Take another sheet of paper or a separate place and write down four times. 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Another slot for 10 a.m. another slot for 11 a.m. and another slot for 12 noon. Huh? And from 9 to noon, Prabhu. You can write 9:30 if you like. I don't care. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and noon. So you're going to have 4 meetings. Okay? So these are appointment times. You will walk around the room. Jai Shri Shri Radha Damodar Lalita Vishakha Devi Gornitai Ki Jai. You're going to walk around the room for the next 3 minutes. Find 4 people that you'll take an appointment with, persons that you preferably don't know. What? Okay. People that you don't know, so you get to meet new people. Okay, people that you don't know, quickly take those appointments. Against the timing, write that name of that person in the next 3 to 4 minutes and settle down, and then we'll do the exercise. Just take appointments. Set up 4 appointments quickly in the next 3-4 minutes. Try to find people you don't know. Okay, my gosh, just to set up a meeting, it's like this. Huh? I know. Okay, Prabhu, settle down, please. Go pray, Varande! Let's say Hari Bol and continue. Okay, anyone does not have all the 4 slots. Okay, hold on. I'll do it this way. Anyone whose 9 o'clock is not filled up? You got all? 9 o'clock. Anyone missing a 9 o'clock appointment? Preeti Mataji. Join one another team of, you know, wherever. 10 o'clock missing. Okay, there. Ashok Prabhu is missing at 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Anyone missing 11 o'clock? The Mataji here? That's it? Can you join another pair who has 11 o'clock meeting? And noon meeting. Ashok Prabhu, join another pair that has a noon meeting. Okay, and for these meetings, please do not do them the Indian Standard Time methodology. You tell someone a 10 o'clock meeting and show up at 11 o'clock. It's not okay. Okay, so for a 9 o'clock meeting, each meeting will last 6 minutes. I will time you, don't worry. Each meeting will last 6 minutes. 3 minutes one person will speak and 3 minutes the other person. Otherwise, some people have the tendency to speak the full 6 minutes. Yeah, whatever. So first 3 minutes, one person will speak. Another 3 minutes, the other person will speak. In a team of 3, you figure it out. And then, so after 6 minutes, you'll go to the next appointment. Then 6 minutes later, the next appointment and the next appointment. So for the 9 o'clock appointment, you will discuss question number 1. For the 10 o'clock appointment, question number 2. For 11 o'clock appointment, question number 3. And for the noon appointment, question number 4. Your time starts now. Okay. So we have to end so Saranga Thakur Prabhu can start at 4:35. I don't want to take his time. I will move a few minutes because yours is 4:35, right? Okay, I have a little buffer. Here's a mic. Four questions. I'd like anyone to express from your 9 o'clock meeting some things that came up. You don't have to take name, you don't have to give something, but what came up, certain examples of what came up. So let's move the mics quickly for Himangi.
For the first question, like our team, what we discussed was that when we are pushed to the wall and when we try to take shelter of the instructions or words of Srila Prabhupada and invest our consciousness and our activities in that instead of going back to the old patterns of doing things. That is one way of, assessing that, my faith is growing.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Anyone else? Rahul Prabhu here.
Hare Krishna. We were talking about how do we assess our level of faith, and we came to a conclusion that it is driven by the faith of other devotees that are around us.
Uh-huh.
We just see other devotees, they do something, we follow them, and we think that, okay, if they have faith, this is a good thing to do, let's do it. And so some of it we have inherited, some of it we just take it from the group of devotees.
Did anyone assess that our faith could be dynamic? It depends on the circumstance. I mean, there's some base level, but anything like that came up? No? Okay. Yeah?
We talked about how we react to this difficulties in life, and actually the barometer of our faith could be, not necessarily, but could be the time between facing the difficulty to actually going, Krishna, help me. That time could be varying and be an indicator of one's faith.
Okay.
And depending on circumstances, it could change.
Very good. One final, and then we'll move to the next question. Krishna Premapur.
Self-reflection from time to time.
Self-reflection.
Taking account of all the actions that I've taken, and is it introspectively checking whether it is Krishna conscious or not.
It's an interesting one though. It's a little difficult. If I look at all the activities I've taken, I might think, I have faith in Krishna. And then something happens and wonder, oh, what happened? Okay. Sorry, I wish I had more time. We've got a second question. Advantages and disadvantages of acting beyond one's faith, especially in critical decision making. Just shout out whatever advantages. First, let's look at that. Okay, just whatever came up. Go ahead.
So we talked about, sometimes if you take that leap of faith and it doesn't work out,
uh-huh,
your faith may not increase, it may decrease.
Okay. An advantage? Shadrupa?
We thought it will push one to the next level of devotion. Yeah. Consciousness.
Next layer or level of faith in Krishna. How does faith in Krishna manifest in general when we know that there is more enthusiasm, there's more confidence in Krishna, the general sense of patience, right? Rupa Goswami says the six things that facilitate those symptoms or those things start manifesting. We feel more enthusiastic even without the encouragement and appreciation or acknowledgement from others. We feel more confident in Krishna somehow. It'll happen. Krishna will make it happen. However, okay? There, Ashok Prabhu.
One would become more fearless.
Fearless. Very good. That's right. It's described that one who's developing faith in Krishna becomes fearless. The other side of nishchaya. One more? Anyone? Yeah. Sudhir Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. If taken under proper guidance, it can help increase faith in Krishna, faith in the spiritual master, and faith in the process.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, question 3. Please share one example of when you made a decision beyond your faith. What did you learn from this? So you don't have to give your own example, but something that came up, such and such, whatever, a devotee was explaining, or in their case, or in my case, whatever. Nothing was discussed. We learned nothing from it. Great. Question 4.
Okay, this one is an example. This is from this devotee that came with his family here to live, actually. Not right here, but at an ashram type of place. So that was like a big jump. It was a decision beyond his faith. And it was another leap of faith also.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I brought down, I coming right here was a leap of faith because I was not willing to come to anything like this. And also from chanting from four rounds of japa, I mean, four rounds to 16.
Uh-huh.
That's a big
hari,
jump.
Hari, wow.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep it up though.
What did you learn from it? It does longer. That's any learning?
Yes, I learned to just to let go.
Oh, that's...
Let
wow.
go. It's like... And I have to say myself, you know, Krishna, this is your time. It's not my time. And and the results are yours, not mine.
Okay, great. Wow. Very good. Any other learning, if at all, anything? Ah, Pramod Prabhu. Pramod Prabhu and then you. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
So, regarding a wonderful devotee who met this guru for the first time, and then guru asked the person to start a new bhakti yoga club in the university, and then the person was little, not like aggressive, like shy person, but he started that and he became successful in that.
Oh, very nice. What was the learning?
The learning was following the instructions and trying to do that, that will become a success.
Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Virabhadras, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhuji, like after coming to Krishna conscious, we knew the power of the holy name. So, but like, so we came to know that like almost everyone named their children like with Krishna's names, and after initiation we are also getting some related to Krishna servants or Krishna's names. So we thought it's a wonderful thing, and there's a really good thing. So, but like we had our children before we came to Krishna consciousness. So that like it would be nice to have our kids' names also. Then everyone, whenever they call our kids' names, they also get to remember Krishna. So then we thought like we change the names, means not officially on the roles and all, but like we wanted to call them with Krishna consciousness names. Like again, when we informed Guru Maharaj, Maharaj said the intention is good, but like let's not do this for the time being. Then I realized why not? Then again it went to Guru Maharaj. Maharaj like, is this good? No, I said, no, you did like kind of bad thing now, it's like wrong thing, so let's wait. Then I realized why this resistance? Because again I went through the second chance.
I may have to interrupt you because...
Yeah, 15th chapter atonement, so then I realized, but like, am I hearing all the names of Krishna when I chant properly? So I'm not doing that, okay. But I wanted to share my...
Okay, thank you. I don't have time to go to the fourth question. I'm waiting, keeping Saranga Thakur Prabhu waiting. Please forgive me. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, thank you for participating in this. Hopefully, it's something... something will help us moving forward in our service to Sri Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.